So, like many, 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 many inquiring minds and striving hearts before us, our core objective is to overcome this state of ignorance that I described last night. It's deep. It runs deep in humanity. We're educated and socialized and taught how to move about in society, all very good. But very few of us in this world are taught the reality of ourselves. So ignorance runs very deep. Never mind. It's resolvable. I report from my own experience. It's resolvable through the genius of Vedanta. So our key Vedantic mantra, Purnamada Purnamadam, says, this is complete. But hold on. Do you see completeness as you move about Amadan? Not at all. Not at all. You see millions, hundreds of millions of separate things and separate objects. Look around the room and you see thousands, not true, several hundred probably, objects. This one there, that one there, separate, 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 separate. You feel separate. So how can this claim of completion, which is the statement that everything is one interconnected, shining, bright, complete, full, whole, how can that be reconciled by our everyday, repetitive experience? Tricky. Tricky. The key thing is, we can't look for completeness in objects. You can't look into this sensory experience to find completeness. It will fail if you do that. So we must look elsewhere. We must look somewhere else. We must look into ourselves. That's the root. Which raises the question, what am I? Who am I? How do I look into myself? Where is the innerness of me? What am I? It's a key question. I'm sure I know several of you, and many of you will have bound to have asked that question earlier in your life, I expect. Rarely, I think, would that not be the case at some point. What am I? Who am I? Well, the answer is pretty obvious, you think. I am Derek, in my case. I am this person, I am this body, I am this skin, I am this mind, this personality, these thoughts, this package is obviously what I am. Let me perhaps just put that in a summary line. I am the body and mind. That's pretty much the assumption that the majority of people are walking around living life from that position. It seems entirely reasonable and obvious. Listen to this. This is great. This is from a specific Vedanta text called Aparokshanabhuti. And it says, it puts it great. How strange is it that a person ignorantly rests contented with the idea that she is the body? How strange. While she knows it as something belonging to her and therefore apart from her. Even as a person who sees a pot knows it as apart from themselves. How strange. That's a contentious little verse that makes little sense until you rationalize it carefully. It's pointing out that this body and this mind and these thoughts is something happening to me. Something going on that I know. In just the same way that the flowers and the light and the rock and anything else you can see are something known to you, so is this body and this mind known to you. It's just a fact.